This is the Don and Mike Show.
What are you doing, Frank? Frank, what are you doing? Just walking right in.
Well, Don, I hate to interrupt for a second, but I have this letter for you and Mike.
Frank, I've never seen Frank do that. He walked in, he plugged these headphones, these other headphones, which means obviously we're going, oh my God! Oh okay. My God!
Oh my
celebrity!
God.
Celebrity!
Stop. Oh, I don't believe this
oh
one.
Oh my God.
Give me the letter, please.
Sure, there you go.
Thank you.
This one I don't believe.
Oh, my heart's beating. My heart is beating
this
fast.
This memo is from Alan Goodman, an obvious Jew. To Don and Mike from Alan. I love general managers who write memos from Alan. Like he's a good guy. Surprise, surprise, you'll never get even with me for this one. Have a good time. Show some respect. And for the benefit of those, let me just explain this. This is Larry King. I don't get up this early.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you very much.
This is fabulous.
Let me tell you why I'm here.
It's Larry King. He's really here.
I am here on behalf of WTOP News Radio 15, who actually this morning are giving you snow information on behalf of the Federal Communications Commission, on behalf of the grease man who's ticked that I didn't go over to his place. On behalf of Ted Turner and CNN, on behalf of the Mutual Broadcasting System, and what we have decided to do here, there was a major decision. I had lunch with Alan Goodman a couple weeks ago, and we decided, how do we do it on the morning they're fired? And,
oh, this is
Alan,
too much.
Alan said to me, when are you going to drop people? How do you do it? I said, gee, I don't know how to fire people. He says, well, you know, these two guys, I mean, they like you so much. You know, I think it would ease the blow a little if you were there. You know, maybe you could find them work. We have hired a new guy, a guy named Stern. All right, now hold on, guys. This is my half hour.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hold on.
It's really Larry King.
Larry King is
Larry King.
In our studio, just walked in out of the snow. Larry King, I can't believe this.
This guy is really thrilled.
This guy is thrilled. Michael Mira is.
He'll tell you, I'm a listener. I listen every night.
I listen too, but I want to ask you. I got to ask you about this column. This column that you write, Larry, really. Now, what a deal. How did you go to the USA Today and say to them, I want to package a column of just my own views?
Well, let me explain something to you, folks. Guys, I'm going to help you along. Let me explain something to you about success.
Okay. Explain something to me, Larry.
I don't go to them and ask, all right? They come to me and ask. First rule of stardom, okay. Don't go into Goodman. Goodman comes to you. Understand? Right. Every time you go to Goodman, gives him a point. Let Goodman come to you.
It's
a strong thing to know with Jews.
Simply the best. The Don and Mike Show.
It certainly is.
And they remain friends to this day.
Absolutely.
Don and Mike and Larry
never,
King.
They've never been closer.
I agree.
Hi, Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak. Rob, I can't believe that we are about to hit the play button on the last segment of the last best of Don and Mike.
It's a festival of emotion for me. And I mean, I don't want to sound jive, but it's very true. And this segment was chosen with some thought in mind. Mm-hmm. This is Don and Frieda, and this is, you know, we keep going back to absinthe somehow on this week of shows, but
it's
a funny drink. And Don wanted to take a sip, and Frieda had her thoughts, and I want you to listen to these two together because it's really kind of special.
Thanks for joining us on the best of Don and Mike.
And why is this drink so popular, Jacob?
I guess because it has a much different effect than regular alcohol. Mm-hmm. It gives
and
you a clear-headed drunkenness and some creativity.
And are you a big player in the absinthe market?
Oh, the biggest.
You are the biggest.
No.
You're the Donald Trump of absinthe?
I'm going to open up this little sucker now.
Here we go. All right, Mike, go ahead. There you go. Well, how does it smell?
I talked into the bottle. I really didn't. I haven't had any yet. A very, you know, would it be like anything else? You either like the stuff or you don't.
Yeah, that's exactly mm-hmm. right.
And you know what? It's got a very warm smell to it.
Yeah.
But it really does.
You do warm up to it. When the first time I had absinthe, I couldn't even drink it. Mm-hmm. Now I love it.
Yeah, the first time I had it.
With your cornflakes, what?
Yeah, I do.
The first time I had it, I mean, out of the bottle, I liked it.
Right.
Okay, well, the decision is this. Do we want to get there to that point today on today's show?
Well, I mean, there's not that much time left in the show, but I see no reason why we can't have a taste.
We can have a little toast.
I would like to do one thing. I would like to see him prepare it.
Yeah.
like they prepare it, and I think we all ought to try. What do you think? This stuff?
The absinthe, sure.
Because this is the bitter stuff.
That's the one you're going to need the sugar for.
Okay. Well, but I drank this without sugar.
Have a sip of it now.
Jacob, would
no,
you...
I mean over ice is what I mean. Okay. I like to chilled.
All right. Try that.
Okay. Well, Buzz, now,
are, are you challenging me?
No, I just think Mike needs to taste it without sugar and also with sugar.
I've had at my house.
Hold on.
Okay. I have a bottle of the Green Fairy at my house.
Hold on. Right. I'm sure the warden's on the phone. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Drinking Alone and now Drinking on Air.
Hi, honey. I'm just going to have a taste of it.
No, I remember, I mean, until recently, you never did this little on-air experiment. Now it's been, what is this, like the
it's a regular
bit.
It's the third time. This is the third time, but I've never gotten wasted.
It's technically the second time for you.
For me, it's only the second. Yeah. I didn't do it the first time.
Be the third time for me. And, Frida, I think the only reason we're doing this, these shows have been very highly reviewed.
No, I disagree.
I don't want to get
bad reviews on the second drinking show in which.
What about if Don? What if Don puts a blindfold on?
If my husband doesn't drink, if you have somebody,
Honey, listen, I had
then
no,
it's good.
Okay, listen to me. I have a sip. I'm gonna get bombed. No one's gonna get bombed today. I'm large and in charge.
I just think this is first of it's the drinking by yourself every night. I don't want to,
Hold on. If we're gonna discuss alcohol, let's remember. Oh, this tape.
Two teams. Can we lie? Can we fill in 15? No. All right. All right. I don't even remember what it was. No. I got hiccups.
That's you, darling.
You know why I had the hiccups after two drinks? Because I don't drink regularly.
Right. I do.
I know. Drinking on air regularly.
You know, sometimes. What's great is this is just kind of a familiar thing to have when there was nudity on the show.
Did you hear about Buzz pushing his wife off the ladder?
I did.
Buzz, I'm kidding. I'm just busting your chops.
No, it's fine. I'm just kidding, Buzz.
I know. I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around my sweet Buzz doing something like that.
No, he did not.
It was an accident.
He absolutely did not. We're kidding him.
She fell.
And she's fine.
Uh-huh.
Now, Buzz, I'm trying to help you out.
I'm willing to give Buzz the benefit of the doubt. If it had been one of you other guys, you'd be guilty.
All right, Mommy. Well, I'll be a good boy. I love you. I'll see you later.
Don't drink, my darling. Really.
I'll see you. Love you.
Really? Since you don't have the naked girls anymore, this seems to be like your new outlet.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
We need...
Let the other guys do that, and you
oh, God.
Drive the ship.
Whipped. I am. Whipped. But, you know, the truth is... Okay, honey. I love you.
The truth is I'm right.
The truth is I love
you. That's why you don't want to hear it. All right, sweetie. All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Would you like to borrow my ladder?
Oh, Buzz. That was Buzz.
Wow.
No, you know, see, all she's repeating is stuff that I've said to her.
Uh-huh.
And that really, what I really think, is, you know, we can't all get bombed because then the show really goes to hell.
I disagree.
Well, go ahead. Have a sip. Tell us how it is, Mike. I didn't even plan to get bombed today. I'm just going to have a toast.
Right.
I can have a toast. Give me a toast.
All right. Now I'm gonna yield to you.
Uh-huh. It's a little bitter. But he's going to do the sugar thing, and that, I believe,
this
Jacob
is more
Marcus...
bitter than the last one I had. The last one seems really. Now, why would that be?
Jacob?
Oh, hold on, Jacob.
What's that?
There's your mic. What?
Did you drink something else before?
I don't know, but you're absolutely right. This is so bitter.
Mm-hmm. You can't. It's really hard to drink without sugar.
Right.
You know, but boy, maybe that's the stuff we drank the first time.
That's why I like the absinthium.
All right, maybe I'm wrong.
Now you're gonna ping pong back the other way with Buzz now.
Yeah, because this is not the stuff that I drank the very first time. Then when Buzz brought in the concoction,
uh-huh,
which was the second time,
right? That was a mixture of absinthium and absinthe.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm having trouble remembering.
The good news is now that you agree with Buzz, you're safe to climb a ladder. No accidents for Mike.
But you know what? Hey, I'm not even drinking that because it does need the sugar. Yeah. Do you agree that it needs the sugar?
Yeah, I can't drink it without sugar.
Okay.
Now, we'll like it better with the sugar?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
All right, well, Jacob, prepare a toast, please. Yeah. And we're going to go to break.
Okay. And will you have one with the sugar?
I'll let you know, Mike.
Okay.
Because, see, I look.
Just do me a favor. Don't do the thing where, like, you pick up the glass and then... You don't?
Because I did that the first time, and I did that even without my wife. I wish my wife wouldn't call in.
I think really.
You know, because here's the thing. Are you listening, Frida? I was just taking a toast. Now you made me look like less than a man. Now I have to drink. See what you made me do.
Now, once again, it's another great tease. We're going to see what the result of this is after the commercial.
That's wow. what it was.
Well, I'm going to try to make this taste good.
Okay, we'll be right back.
What is the final decision that you made? Are you going to have a sip or two?
No, and I really wasn't going to before the show today either. Huh. It's just, I hate the fact that my wife... Now it's turned into a game of chicken with my wife.
Ah.
I knew Jacob was going
to
come
in. Think, really, you're not drinking it, but you ought to have a taste just to see what it tastes like.
I want to say, for the record, it was never my intent to have the drink today.
Because, exactly.
Although my wife now has made me look awful. Now I have to have it just to show her.
Well, you don't have to have the whole thing. You just have a little sip.
You don't have to get drunk.
And you only knock it all back if you like it.
I think that's Alex and Joe, go ahead and have some.
I think her only concern was that you got drunk. If you don't get drunk, you should be fine.
Now, come on. Where are you? You want this
one? Darling? Yeah, I'll take that one. Thank you.
Oh, you having another one, Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to have the one he made.
Alex, Joe, what do you guys think? You smelling it? Alex, what do you think?
That's better.
I'm getting a little whiff. I'm a little worried, though, because I got to be up real late. How bad is this going to mess me up?
You'll be fine.
Come on. How old are you?
26.
Come on.
You'll be fine.
Jeez. Hey, baby.
Yes?
I'm getting incredible peer pressure. Now, here's the thing. Here's where you kill me today by calling in. And I love you calling in the show. You call in on any topic you want.
And I love her calling the show, too. I do.
You're happy now.
I do. And, you know, on a level that is totally platonic. I'm very fond of your
But
wife.
You undermine me. You undermine me as a man with my male friends by immediately calling and saying, no, you can't do that, when I had no intention of doing it. I'm simply going to take a sip.
I'm sure you fooled me and fooled everyone else, you know, friends and listeners, that you were going to do it. So how are we supposed to know you're only kidding?
Now, when did I make the grand proclamation that
Your wife, have you brought home any of this stuff ever before?
No.
Because Jacob gave you something to bring home, and I hope your wife gets a chance to try it.
Did I start the show today by saying the absinthe guys come in, and boy, I'm going to drink it, I'm going to get loaded, and I'm going to have fun? No.
You didn't say that.
No.
But you didn't tell me when you ate bugs. I mean, just because you didn't say it doesn't...
What, I got to run everything by you, Mommy?
I'm not saying that you do. You're just saying, did you say that? And I said, no. But you don't tell me a lot of things. I don't ask you to run things by me.
Okay, well, now, just so you understand, it is my decision not to get hammered on the show. But now you have forced my hand. I'm going to have to take a sip.
Well, that is childish. Well, that's the most childish thing you could do.
Just a taste?
Well, now, how do you know that I'm not holding up a diet of vanilla Coke?
Oh, dear, I've spilled a drink. Oh my
Are you
God!
Asking me how I know?
See, you don't know.
I've spilled something here.
I don't
here.
Know.
I don't know
anything you do, and you don't know anything I do.
Thank
I mean,
you.
When we're not looking at each other.
Thank you, Alex.
What a grand argument this is.
But that's
baby.
That's
well, what's your position, Frieda, on Don just having a little taste?
Well, you know, he can do whatever he wants. He's a grown man. He'll do the thing that he thinks is right without my input.
You know, this has a bit of a odor to it.
That's where the guilt comes in. He can do
just
whatever
a little
he
tough.
Wants.
Nice.
Just he'll do what's right. And I will do what's right because I'm a good guy.
You're a grown man
Smell
with a
wood.
Fine head on your shoulders. Yeah, yeah. He's just,
that's right. I just, you know,
just
I don't,
with a developing drinking problem that I'm not really concerned all that much about.
When did the problem develop? 5 years ago? The drinking problem?
It seems to be escalating, but yeah, that's all right.
How does it seem to be escalating?
How?
Yes.
Because
am I falling down drunk?
No, you are usually sleeping.
At about
so
what?
You
time?
Don't fall down here. You snore.
Oh, and that's why. And that's why I'm sleeping every night because I have a drink.
No, and I know the size of your drink. You don't. You know.
No. I use that Andy. Hey! I use that Andy Mayberry shot glass you got me.
All right. Very good. All right, then I'm sure, and then I'm sure you're just fine.
Of course, two shots. Of course, I make it with a double.
Mm-hmm.
I make a double. But she, listen, I'm ultra high functioning.
What do you? Wait a minute. Wait, how many a night do you have?
One. I have one drink a night. Not every night, but I'll give you 5 nights out of 7. I have a drink.
Mm-hmm. Not every night.
Not every night. 5 out of 7.
When's the last night you didn't?
Monday night. I would be Monday night.
Well, that's surprising. I should have noticed.
Why should you have noticed,
because,
Inspector Clouseau?
Because, I mean, it's pretty regular, so I'm surprised I didn't notice that Monday night you did not.
Mm-hmm.
And why didn't you Monday night? Any particular reason?
Didn't feel like it.
Well, very good.
Didn't feel like it.
All right, well.
Now, that I'm having trouble buying that.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. This stuff.
The absinthe talking.
Frida.
Yeah.
Let me share this with you. This stuff makes you feel unbelievably relaxed, and nothing really fazes you.
It's obvious I've not had any yet. Okay, I'm like the most relaxed guy in the room. Because my mommy has to call up to say, don't do this, when I really wasn't going to do it anyway.
Sugar Bear, you give me advice all the time. That's all I was doing. And then I
what,
let
Buzz,
it go.
Just say it, Buzz. Don't mouth it.
Solicit it. I mean, you ask, right?
See, the thing take with advice. Buzz is funny, especially when Buzz has had a drink.
No. Like,
right.
Buzz is urging me on, and he's going,
yeah.
What? Just say it, Buzz.
Okay. Solicit.
Solicit.
You ask for the advice.
Yeah.
Do you know we've all worked?
I often do ask for advice, but he often gives me unsolicited advice.
Oh, I see. If you were here, I bet you'd be joining in with us, though, here.
Well, sure, because I wouldn't be working.
Well, but you see, this is... In some circles, considered entertaining.
You know what? Here's the thing.
Okay, Ed McMahon.
Okay, here's the thing.
Hey, come on. No personal attacks.
I know, but most people, even if it's entertainment, they don't drink unless they're rock stars or Ed McMahon. I could call you. I don't know which rock star to call you. I mean,
honey, listen, lots of people drink, not just rock stars. Lots of people
when
drink.
When they're working?
Yes. Yes, go to Sears. Well, go to Sears someday.
So, do you think that's a good idea? Lots of people beat their wives. Do you think that's a good idea?
No, don't. Let's not go down
Rob,
that road.
Rob, stop applauding.
Rob's applauding that. No, of course, I don't beat you.
Of course you don't.
I'll raise a hand to you. I love you.
Just because a lot of people do something doesn't mean
it's a good
idea.
Like I drink every day on the show. That's what Ed did.
Right. That's exactly right.
Wait, shouldn't you be working and not calling?
Sugar Bear, I'm very busy buying something for my mom on eBay right now. I didn't call you. You called me.
I know, but you called me before. You called me first.
I was on my way home from Home Depot.
You called me.
Now I feel like we're all being disciplined.
Let me just say, fellas.
Cheers.
To you. To you guys. And darling, to you as well.
Well, you know, I don't know why you called me to rub my nose in it. I tell you, it's not a good idea. I wouldn't have even heard it if you had done it.
There you go. All right. Well, it's done now. It's done now.
He's had a
sip. My God. What am I going to do? I can't control the show. Okay. It's done.
All right.
All right. Love you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love you, too. And I still respect you.
You what?
I respect you.
She respects you.
No, that means she doesn't respect me. But I've learned to live with that.
All right. Good.
That's one of the trade-offs in this marriage. I've learned to live with your lack of respect for me.
I think anybody listening now would describe what we're hearing as a power struggle.
Yes. And I love you and I respect you.
I do. My respect for you has grown immeasurably over the past, over the time we've been married.
And likewise.
A little setback. I'm sure it'll grow some more tomorrow.
Listen, if you really want an insight to what my life is really like,
between the lines here,
yeah, these are the mind games that she plays with me. I mean, like every day, not about something stupid like drinking on the radio.
She's
like,
much more subtle with you. In my case, she just called me a name.
I didn't mean that, Mike. Mike, you only said it was I was saying, kind of in the way that you were saying that it's okay to drink at work, and I was
right.
Saying it only
at
McMahon.
Right, so you're worried about his Kidding. Feelings. My feelings, you trample all
no
over.
No offense taken. It's just a little setback.
Well, Mike doesn't need my respect, darling. I mean, he doesn't even try for it.
You're right about that. Oh, my.
Okay.
Oh, this
Crazy.
Was fun. This All was right. fun. You know, when we've had occasions to go out socially, this is what it's like when Frida and I are together
zero.
Socially, too. So that's fun.
Absolutely. All right, darling.
All right. Enjoy yourself, my baby.
I'm done with it. I did what I was going to do. I did my toast. That's it. I'm not out of my mind.
If you think that's the right thing to do, very good.
Well, yes, it is the right thing to do.
All right.
Thought it was the right thing to do for Buzz to push his wife off that ladder last night.
No, I didn't push.
But I'm kidding, of course.
Of course.
Of course All I'm right. kidding.
Goodbye. Have
All right.
fun.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Have fun on eBay.
There she goes.
Bye-bye. There she goes. You know, as Charlie Ridge would say, hey.
Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world?
Jacob, are you happy that you've caused all this today?
I'm thrilled.
Thrilled.
He's thrilled.
He's so.
Thrilled. He's thrilled.
He's a mellow dude.
We will be right back.
Man, so many voices, so many names,
so many memories. What do you say as 23 years of fun and greatness come to a close? What do you say about the best DJ, best radio guy you've ever heard or known? Well, you let him say it. I'm sure he'll find his own way as we all gather tomorrow.
Yes.
For one last show. Never thought I'd be saying that. This is the last time you'll hear a Best of Don and Mike, and tomorrow you will hear your last live original Don and Mike show. It has been as much of an honor for Rob and I to host our favorite moments as it was to be a part of this show for all these years, and fun, too. And tremendous props to Rob, by the way, for doing such a good job of making such difficult decisions what to leave in and what to leave out. All of us who've ever been a part of the show will never be able to repay Don for what he's done for us. If this show was part of your life, it was our lives. Thank you for being a part of it with us.
Thank you, Buzz. Very well said. And again, just so pleased that you let us in for the past 4 days to share these moments with you. And I hope they brought you some smiles and maybe a tear.
Yeah.
We will be back tomorrow with the whole crew for the last live Don and Mike show and Don's last show. And I hope you join us then.
There will be joy. There will be sadness. We hope you're there with us to share it with us. Thank you for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night.
Good night.
This is the Don and Mike Show.